Good morning. The low pressure wave that brought rain to our region yesterday is on its way out east of Cape Cod. Rain has pushed east of New England and into the Canadian Maritimes. We're in a bit of a break. Still a lot of low clouds and fog, even a little drizzle out there this morning across most of the region, but mainly dry and free of any organized precipitation as we head into the morning drive. However, temperatures have dropped back into the upper 30s and lower 40s, so a little bit of a chilly start. The next wave of low pressure will take the same track as the one from yesterday, and this will bring rain back into the region by the middle of the morning. The rain will be steady for the rest of the morning and through the early part of the afternoon, even some heavier bursts likely, and a rumble of thunder cannot be ruled out in the middle of the day. Temperatures, meantime, will struggle, make it into the lower to mid-50s on average before sliding back. Later on today and into the evening, as that wave of low pressure passes to the east and off the coast, we'll start a drying trend. It'll remain cloudy and still the risk of a few showers overnight tonight, but again, areas of fog and drizzle. Temperatures will pull back into the 40s once again. The weather pattern will start to dry out a bit tomorrow. Still a little unsettled, though, with some upper-level energy passing through. We run the risk at a few showers, especially across the Catskills, the lower Hudson Valley, and southern New England, with a wave of low pressure well to our south off the coast. With some hints of sunshine, though, temperatures should manage to average out around 60. A deep trough of low pressure will begin to enter the picture from the Great Lakes, and it'll maintain itself overhead Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. With the cool pool of air overhead associated with this trough, and some heating with a little bit of sunshine all 3 days, we run the risk at a few pop-up showers and thunderstorms for the middle and latter portion of the week. Still, it looks like temperatures will manage to get into the lower to mid-60s for the period Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. We'll start a drying trend Friday night and last into the beginning of the weekend with a mix of sun and clouds Saturday, right around 70 degrees, and again around 70 for Mother's Day on Sunday, although we run the risk at a few scattered showers and thunderstorms. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across the mountains in Piedmont of the Carolinas into the mid-Atlantic coast. Weak to moderate destabilization is expected this afternoon, the presence of 30 to 40 knots of southwesterly lower to mid-level wind flow. This will be sufficient for vigorous convective development capable of producing potentially damaging wind gusts and some hail. Storm coverage into the east of the central Appalachians is expected to become most widespread after 5 o'clock this evening. Most impressive vertical shear profiles due to somewhat stronger mid-level flow and backed surface winds to the southeast of a developing low are expected across parts of the Delmarva and into central Maryland and northern Virginia. This will be aided by forcing for ascent along a warm front on the nose of stronger heating. The environment may become conducive to isolated supercells. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 27 degrees with a southwest wind at 20 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 9 above zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 45 degrees, the dew point 40, 83% relative humidity, a south wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.01 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 96 degrees at McAllen, Texas, to a low of 14 at Leadville, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with rain likely in the upper 50s, Boston cloudy with a chance of rain in the lower 50s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm and highs in the lower 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 54 degrees, the low 44, the average temperature 49, that's 5 degrees below normal. 11 hundredths of an inch of precipitation yesterday, that's the total for the month so far, and 8.44 inches for the year, which is still 2.84 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 65 degrees, the average low 43. The record high 88 set in 2001 and the record low 29 in 1974. Sunrise this morning was at 5:48 a.m. Sunset this evening at 7:57 p.m. 14 hours and 9 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and cool with rain today, and highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Cloudy with a few showers tonight, also areas of fog and drizzle, lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and cool with rain today and highs in the mid to upper 50s. Cloudy with rain showers tonight, also areas of fog and drizzle, lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and cool with rain today and highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Cloudy with a few showers tonight, fog and drizzle as well, lows in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy, cool, rain today, highs in the lower to mid-50s. Cloudy with a few showers tonight, also areas of fog and drizzle with lows in the mid-40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy and cool with rain today, highs in the lower to mid-50s. More clouds with a few showers tonight, also areas of fog and drizzle, lows in the mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, the risk of showers, 60 degrees. Mostly cloudy Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, with a few scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm each day, lower to mid-60s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 70s Saturday, and the chance of a shower or thunderstorm Sunday, with highs around 70. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.